Welcome back to JR Morning. It is Monday. Time to check in with Cranes Detroit. And the interview is brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Learn more at michiganbusiness.org. We check in now with Mickey Ciccolo, executive editor of Cranes Detroit Business. Mickey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lloyd. How are you today?
I'm well. Tell us about this new company coming into the city of Detroit, bringing its headquarters here.
Yeah, this is an interesting story that we've got. It's a defense contractor out of Maryland called Echelon LLC. They're going to move their corporate headquarters to the city of Detroit, bringing 800 jobs over the next 5 years. They're going to move into an East Riverfront building that's currently owned by Dan Gilbert's Bedrock. This is a building that's currently, Bedrock calls it the Icon. Many of your listeners will remember it as the former home of the UAW GM Center for Human Resources. This company, Echelon, plans to establish an innovation hub that'll center on cybersecurity, advanced manufacturing, and artificial intelligence there. They're looking to invest about $71 million in the building. And the Michigan Strategic Fund threw about $10 million in performance grant toward the project earlier this month. This Icon building is 420,000 square feet. It's quite large. Bedrock purchased it in 2021. And while the terms of this latest deal, in terms of the sale, have not yet been disclosed, it's seen as a positive sign for Detroit's real estate market to diversify ownership of property in the city, and then obviously to bring a new company here, you know, with its headquarters, will be an important addition to, you know, the Detroit's business landscape.
Mickey, I was at the press conference for the new logo for the 2027 NCAA Men's Final Four in Detroit, and they're getting ready. Even though it seems far away to us, they have their planning, you know, ducks in a row.
Yeah, that's right, Jamie. And you know, it's like, why is Cranes covering a logo press conference? But this has big business implications, too, for the city. I think as everyone who saw, you know, the NFL draft last year and the impact that the draft had on the city. So, yes, the countdown is on for the 2027 Men's Final Four, which will be hosted at Ford Field. Some folks may recall last time it was here was in 2009, and actually Michigan State played in the final in that game against North Carolina. One of my editors who was there tells me Michigan State lost badly, unfortunately, but hopefully, you know, better luck next time. This is, like I said, this is seen as a big economic driver for the city. Last year's Final Four at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio generated an estimated $440 million of economic impact for that area. The NFL draft in Detroit last year had an impact of north of $200 million, according to Visit Detroit. And just an interesting point, too, about like what this means as a milestone for the region is there are a number of hotel projects for Detroit that are sort of looking at this date as they've got to get completed by or are or not. So the Renfen, Jared Fleischer, the CEO of Bedrock, we had him at one of our power breakfasts a couple of weeks ago, and he said when that project, redevelopment project, starts, they will wait until after the Final Four because they can't lose the 1,300 Marriott hotel rooms in the Renfen before the Final Four. It's that important to the making this a success here. And then also the JW Marriott at the former Joe Louis site, they are looking at the Final Four as getting that hotel project completed in time because the city and the region need all the hotel rooms they can get for this Final Four.
Meanwhile, we've talked a lot about the neighborhoods. It was a major focus in the Detroit mayoral race. And now after, 4 years of breaking ground, the Joe Louis Greenway hit the halfway point, and you're going to get some of the pieces of that open.
Yeah, that's right, Chris. So it broke ground a little over 4 years ago, and this year they're going to hit about the halfway mark, as you said. It's a 30-mile band around the city, and it touches Dearborn, Hamtramck, and Highland Park as it stretches through 23 neighborhoods of the city. It's a really neat project. And one of the things that's going to happen this year is a former rail bridge that goes over Woodward Avenue and Highland Park will be opened. And some folks may have noticed already they've put Joe Louis Greenway lettering on it. That lettering will be lit up this summer to give it more vibrancy. And also that bridge will provide pedestrian access over Woodward for the first time, connecting Detroit and Highland Park physically with that pedestrian access. So far, 10 miles of the greenway have been completed in total. And then in 2026, another 5.7 are slated to come online, again, bringing it to about that halfway point of the 30-mile ribbon of greenway around the city. In total, it's about a $220 million project. About $220 has been raised for the project, and they're pretty well on their way to having the money needed. And while this is an important recreation and quality of life addition to the city, it is also seen as an economic driver. The Joe Louis Greenway Partnership looks to activate vacant parcels of land along the corridor. There have also been activations with nearly 100 vendors and community partners to boost small businesses that are near the greenway. So it's an economic development driver as well as a quality of life addition to the city.
Well, we'll be reading about these and other stories in Crane's Detroit Business. Mickey Chicailo, executive editor of Crane's Detroit Business. Appreciate you coming on. Have a great holiday weekend.
Thanks, Lloyd and team. You as well. Have a great week.
We'll see them back in January.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
I love the idea that what we're seeing downtown, obviously you want more residents downtown.
Sure.
You want to see more homes built downtown. But the fact that you're getting a mixture of residential and then business, commercial, things like that, I think it speaks to, you know, what Dan Gilbert's vision is for the city, for his properties.
Yeah.
Right. For the real estate side of things. But then you're diversifying your portfolio in downtown. And that's what you need when you want to bring other business in.
And, you know, really, and I've been in Detroit all my life, you really never had as many restaurants as you have downtown. You didn't really have a grocery store downtown. You have like one of those smaller versions of Meijer's right there, grocery store right there on Jefferson. And a lot of people are starting to live downtown because you have amenities now that bring people
allow
downtown.
Allow you to live downtown.
Exactly. Before, we didn't have those. So people didn't want to live downtown. So it's better. And then it's improving, the amount of people we have here in the city as well. And the mayor has always said that, you know, when you judge me at the end of my term, judge me by population growth. And we're starting to see that right now in the city of Detroit.
And, I mean, this just adds to it, but Cranes has the three big construction projects coming online next year. That COSM, that, like, sports venue is going to be really cool. That'll bring people downtown, a new apartment building. And then the Gordie Howe Bridge is supposed to open finally, and you can go across internationally
right
with that bridge.
And look
soon.
What's going on here in New Center. You know, the building is going on here with
Henry Ford
and the Motown Museum expanding. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot going on.
That COSM place, I mean, that is an unthinkable project. 10 years ago. Yeah.
Please.
Nobody. I mean, that would never be an attraction here in the city of Detroit.
No way.
Ever, ever, ever.
No, you're right.
The fact that that's, you know, coming and underway is unbelievable.
It's very interesting. And it's like something that LA has, that Dallas has, that Atlanta has, and now Detroit will have. Like, it's a cool fact.
And this is like a, it's kind of like the Sphere in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. right? It's got like this giant screen, and you just are kind of sitting in the middle of it. And so you can watch like a college football game from the goalpost.
In like a dome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's very cool. Again, all that is an attraction, right? It's another piece to the puzzle to bring people to the city of Detroit and have them spend lots and lots of money here in the city.
We love it here. It's Christmas week, guys, and we'll come back with more on JR Morning after this on WJR.